I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still breaking down the trailer. It's taking forever. So Neil Patrick Harris has just turned up at the 1 minute mark. The doctor's having a memory. I've got a memory. So there's something burning at the front. It looks like the jet engine from a plane. Has a plane crashed? Donna is standing in the street looking very concerned about what's going on. And the doctor says, after a very long time, something's coming back. At which point we see Neil Patrick Harris dancing in his top hat and his tails, doing the full Fred Astaire. So obviously he's talking about that. But as we know, it can be something else entirely. Like, sometimes you'll see something in the trailer, you're like, oh, he's talking about that. And then it turns out he's talking about the Daleks. Which have still not turned up, and I'm convinced they're going to. Unless that's, you know, that's what the comic book is meant to be for. You know, there's a comic book that bridges the Power of the Doctor, the final Jodie Whittaker episode, and this one, which I have been reading over on the Patreon, if you want to join in. And we'll continue the ones that I've missed out while I've been away. They'll be turning up over the next couple of weeks. Unless that's the only Daleks, but I suspect not. The Daleks always turn up, but there've been no promo for the Daleks. So I'm like, either the Daleks will turn up in these ones or the first Shuri Gatwa one. Oh my God, that would be amazing. We are in a laneway and there is a wheelie bin. Is it called a laneway? Like, we call them a laneway here. I think it's an alley maybe in America. I know in Coronation Street it's the Ginnel. Like, it's like a little, you know, where the bins go down the back lane. I mean, that's what we used to call it when I was a kid. We had one at the back of my house in Brunswick. I lived behind Lygon Street. And so I often spent some time in a laneway behind Lygon Street as a child. Anyway, we're in a laneway. You don't need to hear about my childhood in Brunswick. It's not important because we're watching Doctor Who trailer. So there's a wheelie bin and we're going down the alleyway and there's like a spooky music or spooky noise. And then we see Rose saying, "Who are they?" She's hanging out with the wheelie bin. And it's, oh, then there's the Meep saying, "Monsters." You will remember if you have read the comic book of the Star Beast or listened to it, there was a lot of laneway business. There was a lot of Ginnel chat because it was very kitchen sinky in a way that the show wasn't at the time. Like, it's almost, you know, like, this is kind of like a watershed for the comic, because the comic went to, you know, that kind of suburban soap opera kind of thing before the television series ever did, before Ace came into it, certainly before Rose and her mum and Russell T. Davis. And he was obviously very influenced by the comic book, hence, you know, adapting an issue or a bunch of stories. And then there's a great big laughter, and we see Neil Patrick Harris again with his... is it a carnation? It looks like a carnation. And, you know, his little hanky in his pocket, which I think they call a pocket square in some places. But I find that weird because it's a hanky. Yes, a hanky is a square usually, but it's a hanky. I mean, you wouldn't blow your nose with it because then it would ruin the line of your outfit. And he's got a bow tie on, but that's also white because I was like, he's not wearing a tie. But it is. It's a white bow tie to go with his white shirt. Then where we see like a big paneled wall with like a great big dent in it and maybe a cut. And Donna says there's something so bad the TARDIS ran away. And they're in like a kind of like, it looks like maybe a futuristic, either a prison cell or a warehousey thing or inside a spaceship. And the doctor says, yes. When Donna asks that question. And then she says, we go and kick its ass. I said it out loud. Can you believe it? Sorry if there are little ears listening. I hope you blocked them in time. I said I would say it at least once, and that was the once. Just once this week. That's I'm not saying that word for bum ever again. I've probably said it hundreds of times in this podcast. I don't know why I've suddenly become extremely prudish about it, but it just felt weird to have it in this show. Anyway, that's what Donna wants to do. But yeah, that's so. Is that great big dent in the wall where the TARDIS has tried to escape? Is that what it's meant to be? It does look kind of TARDIS shaped. Then we see a helicopter flying towards that big building in the middle of London in front of the cheese grater or whatever that is, the walkie-talkie. The doctor is in the helicopter. He's got his... Oh, it's a unit building. It's got a big logo on the side of unit. Oh, wow. So, and the sticky Audi helipad a la the Avengers. Looks like Tony Stark's going to pop out there any minute. But this is very exciting. So this kind of level of unitary. Like, remember when unit was completely disbanded because of the budget cuts in the Jodie Whittaker era? Like, was that in that first Dalek one, the Resolution? But yeah, this is full on. I mean, there's still smoke everywhere pouring out of the city. But I feel like this giant building and these helicopters heading towards the building, it looks like it's carrying something underneath it. It could be the TARDIS. They up to that old trick again. Kate Stewart having the TARDIS carted around London by helicopter. Or is that meant to be our touchstone back to the 50th anniversary? So we all go, oh yeah, remember in the 50th, the Doctor's TARDIS got carried away by unit on a helicopter. It's a flashback. It's a homage. It's a ripoff. Like, it depends how positive you're feeling in the moment what this actually is, if that is the TARDIS hanging from the bottom of that helicopter like a sheep's dag. It's very small in the picture that I'm looking at. Anyway, the fact that it's a big old unit building is very exciting. Oh, no, I've blown it up. It's definitely the TARDIS. It is definitely the TARDIS hanging underneath there. How exciting that that's happening again. Oh, my God, I'm thrilled. I know people are going to be like, oh, they're just doing the same thing again. And I don't care about those people. I don't care about you. I do not. You can be saying that at home right now and be like, but Adam, you've disappointed me that you don't care about me. And I don't. I care about other parts of your life, but I don't care about your opinion on this. But yeah, that is fun. Anyway, the big unit building tells me spin-off, 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 and I cannot wait. But look, it may not be true. It may all be baloney. Anyway, here we go. The doctor yells out Kate Lethbridge-Stewart as he's getting out of the helicopter on top of this big platform, his arms open wide. And Kate says, what do we do this time, Doctor? And we're closing in on her. Very exciting. I didn't think she was in the 60th. I thought she wasn't going to turn up until the Shooty Gutwa episodes. So this is very exciting that we're bridging. Like, she was in the last episode, essentially. Like, she was in The Power of the Doctor. And here she is in the latest episode. So much fun. And she says, how do we fight the human race? Whoa, what does that mean? Oh, and there's the TARDIS on the helipad that's been dumped there, the UNIT helipad. And they've got a little logo for UNIT. The helicopter's got UNIT written on it. These special effects are berserk. Unless they actually bought some helicopters. it looks amazing. Like, I cannot tell you how thrilled I am with this great big budget looking business. I mean, it's probably just special effects, but I don't care. I'm really into it. How do we fight the human race? So does that mean the human race has been taken over somehow? Then there's people running around, there's fire, there's cars smashing into each other, there's the TARDIS kind of going all funny, there's Rose yelling mum while Sylvia is holding her back, and obviously Donna's husband, is it Sean, her husband? So she's obviously Donna's daughter. Oh my God, there's more, there's so much more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.